This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
71. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit reputationdefender.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to jump over on our Facebook account, it is Bradley Dean 1. I'm sorry, that's Twitter. Facebook is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Go over to the YouTube page. You're going to love it. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty on YouTube. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty on YouTube. Again, you're going to love that page. We got over 200 videos, short videos, bringing about the answers to America's dilemma. As is every message that I bring forth, regardless of what I talk about, I always give you the answers to America's dilemma. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We don't do that here. 1 Timothy 2:5. Philippians 2:5. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, the list goes on. We follow the Christ because we understand what our forefathers established and why the flags, no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven were flying during the revolution. Those are the flags that were flying during the revolution. They were making an appeal to heaven, not to man, not to the arm of the flesh, but to the living God through his son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to jump over on to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Before we do that, what we're going to be talking about is Donald Trump is the president of America, not the victim. Again, Donald Trump is the president of corporate America, not the victim. And then I lay the question to the president of the United States of America and to his candor, where's that rule of law, Mr. President? Thomas Sowell said, when you want to help people, you tell them the truth. When you want to help yourself, you tell them what they want to hear. And unlike today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, America, cheerleading this current administration by highlighting anything and everything into the favor of Donald Trump, regardless if it's true or false, if it's what he did or what it, if he didn't do anything, they're still cheerleading him. I remain and always have remained principled to law found first in the Bible and secondly the U.S. Constitution, in which gives me reference to condemn the crime and to justify the righteous. By the way, that's how you confuse an atheist. Ask him how he tells. What do you reference when making your decisions as to what is right and what's wrong? Well, they have to, regardless if they live in the United States of America, make reference to God's moral law. They just didn't pull the layers of the onion far enough back to actually see that it was an onion, right? They didn't want to know that it was God's moral law. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments here. I've been writing all morning. I got tons of stuff going through me right now. But these are the things that I wanted to highlight. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Mullen Lab, come and take it. States ban popular AR-15 accessory. Not a single person complies. I also want you to pay attention that this is happening under the current administration. This would have never happened in a million years under the last administration. Why? Why are they getting away with it now? Because he has your favorite jersey on. Also keep in mind, this administration, being principled here in America, not to my favorite party, which is unconstitutional, but being principled, this would have never happened under Barack Hussein Obama. There would have been a revolt, no question about it. But it happened under Donald Trump. I want you to keep in mind, Donald Trump's administration is also responsible for shutting down the first gun manufacturer here in the United States of America. Why? Because while men slept, the enemy sows tares. That's why. Because people aren't awake. They're asleep. They're falling for everything that's going on, hook, line, and sinker. Yes, sinker, yes. What's sick about all of this, it reminds me of the Romans and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. When Jesus said to them, and he was calling them out for who they were, and showing them that they were in bondage, it was the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, that said, we be in bondage to no man. Yet they were in bondage to the Romans, who were controlling them. And it's the same thing then as to what's taking place in this country today. You're under control, regardless if you know it or not. And it's just a sad state of affairs, is it not? Yes, it is. The state of New Jersey has become the latest to ban bump stocks for firearms, and despite strict threats to owners who refuse to turn their newly illegal devices over to the police, not a single resident has complied with the new law. Do you hear what I said? Not a single resident has complied with the new law. Why? Because it's not law. They can call it law. It can have the color of law. It can have the smell of law. But I want to tell you something, friends. It's not law because it runs counter to law. And apparently the people in New Jersey there understand what the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights has to say. The law's on their side. The legislation, they call it, it's policy, which undermines the Constitution and your Bill of Rights, banning the popular A-15 accessory, Senate Bill 3477, as if to suggest it trumps the Constitution. Isn't it interesting? Here again we see Senate not upholding the Constitution, but tearing it down. Well, this Bill 3477 went into effect immediately after it was signed into law by, listen carefully, America, by Governor Chris Christie. I thought he was one of the good guys, too. In January, and it gave residents 90 days to voluntarily surrender any bump stock in their possession to a law enforcement agency. Listen to that. Law enforcement working against the law. Oh, America, you need to become educated. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Take an hour to read your founding documents. Do yourself a great service and do so. A whole lot of people died to give it to you. It's a blood-bought document. And what we need to do is live for what they died for, both in the spiritual and the natural. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Mullen Lake State bans popular AR-15 accessory. Not a single person in that state complies. But they're trying to do this under the new administration. You know, I just seen a post a couple moments ago, friends. It's actually pretty good. Legalize freedom. Yeah. Well, the way that you legalize freedom is you do that lawfully. You have to obey the law. There's no freedom where there's not law, friends. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Read it. But it's absolutely amazing, friends. Not one. Listen to me carefully. Not one person complies with unlaw in the state of New Jersey. Keep in mind, the CIA-controlled media would have you believe that Chris Christie was a good guy. Do you remember this? Yeah. A lot of these good guys are now turning on the American people because the American people are asleep. That's why they do what they do. Just so you know. I just seen a post on someone's page that said, in essence, Sam, it's going out again. In essence, that Hillary Clinton and her ideas were all lost a year and a half ago. And then she said, this person that posted this, but the good news is Donald Trump is fulfilling all of her bad ideas. Exactly right. There's some people that are awake to what's going on out there, isn't there? Yep, there is. There is. The state of New Jersey has become the latest to ban bump stocks for firearms, and despite strict threats to owners who refuse to turn their newly illegal devices over to police, not a single resident has complied with the new law. It's not law. The bill criminalizes, friends, it criminalizes anybody that dare hold on to it. And this is like crazy stuff going on. The bill criminalizes the possession or sale of bump stocks, which it defines as a device designed to attach to a semi-automatic firearm in order to fire shots in rapid succession in a manner that stimulates an automatic firearm. Have you seen the ads, friends, or the news reports where they're showing people getting shot down by an AR-15 and it's a shotgun? Confusion by design. They just want you to believe that whatever they say is true. They now want you to believe that the shotgun is the AR-15. They can't even get it straight. Well, after all, the news anchors, the useful idiots, are just doing their job. They're just reading the teleprompter anyways. It doesn't matter. They just expect that the American people are going to buy whatever they're feeding them. And for the most part, if you buy hot dogs, it's true, isn't it? Under current law, it's a second-degree crime to possess an assault firearm or part combination of parts designed or intended to convert a firearm into an assault firearm. This bill makes it a third-degree crime to possess a bump stock, regardless of whether the person is in possession of a firearm, and provides that the penalty for possessing a bump stock is to run consecutively with the penalty for possessing an assault firearm. By the way, they're doing all of this because they're gauging what the American people are going to do. They're gauging you, America, to see how far they can go with you. That's what they're doing. That's all they're doing. You've been under attack by corruption in this government for 60 years. Strong. I'm not that old. I'm just doing my due diligence to understand what's been going on in this country since my generation has been up and coming and now resides. When you get a moment, go to the Sons of Liberty Media, Mullen Lab, state bans popular AR-15 accessory. I want you to listen carefully, America. Be encouraged. Not a single person complies with their unlawfulness. Friends, let me say it this way. It is not illegal for you to obey the law concerning those that are violating the law, regardless of what capacity they're in. This is called resistance, lawful resistance. And the people that have not complied are right. Because government is out of their scope of authority once again. The Sons of Liberty Media.com, Mullen Lab state bans popular AR-15 accessory. Not a single person complies with the state's unlawfulness. It's good for them. Good for them. We didn't delegate that authority to those that work for us, America. We did not delegate authority to them to strip we the people of our God-given rights. They don't have a legal leg to stand on, regardless of what they call it, regardless of how many there are that illegally signed on to a bill that undermines the U.S. Constitution and the American Bill of Rights. They are the outlaws. I just wanted to put that into perspective. Well, Bradley, that's a little extreme. It is extreme. I am sick and tired of these politicians assailing our God-given rights. You're right. It is extreme. I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of the authoritarian means in which they attempt to use through the lying CIA-controlled media in an attempt to disarm we the people. Once your guns go, so does everything else concerning your Bill of Rights. You have nothing further to enforce them any longer. And this is the whole reason you were armed by your forefathers in the first place. This is the wisdom of the forefathers, friends. Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with guns. George Mason, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. Folks, the list goes on. John Adams. Hello. How do you think we won our freedoms? Through resistance. Again, read the Declaration of Independence. I want to get over to this because I'd like to finish it before the end of the show. Donald Trump is the president, America. He's not the victim. Mr. President, where is that rule of law that you promised to bring in? Thomas Sowell said, when you want to help people, you tell them the truth. When you want to help yourself, you tell them what they want to hear. How right on. That's the language of a politician. You know, if I see a reoccurring post on social media, almost without fail, it's a post from the people reminding the president of his promises told to them on the campaign trail concerning the rule of law that he promised to bring back in. Not me, friends. Not me. I just want to make clear on that, because I know how like people like to accuse and to shoot the messenger, no doubt, for telling the truth. Let me say it again. If I see a reoccurring post on social media, they haven't forgotten it, America. Almost without fail, it's a post from the American people reminding the president of his promises told to them on the campaign trail by the president concerning the rule of law that he promised to bring back in. You ever notice when you're sitting there talking with someone and they are cheerleading the president, and regardless, you just kind of drop the truth in the whole scenario, and they get this glaze over their eye and they agree with you, but you know that they don't really agree with you? That's what happens when people listen to this, because they're led about by other conservatives who are unwilling to tell them the truth about what's going on concerning this administration. Hey, folks, as a matter of fact, just to prove the point, go online and Google, why is the president doing the opposite of what he promised? And tell me how many articles come up. A whole mess of them. But that's not what I'm hearing from other conservatives. Listen, I was just sitting with someone, a friend of ours in Chicago, a smart dude, well-informed. And as we were having lunch, all of a sudden it comes out of his mouth that Donald Trump is doing everything that he promised. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I'm thinking to myself, where have you been? Can you name a couple, please? I want to hear about them. Listeners, I want to hear a couple of them as well. 1-866-582-9933. I mean, I could just throw it out there as if he did fulfill his promises, and I could just glaze over the truth and tell you what he did, regardless if he did it or not, true or false, but I could just attribute it and credit him for doing it, and all of a sudden my lines would light up. But because I'm telling you the truth, and the anointing in this ministry is there to break down the altars of our fathers, which is based and premised on nothing but lies, you don't know how to respond to it. I'm going to come right back to this, folks, because it's important that you hear this. We're talking about how Donald Trump is the president of America, corporate America, by the way. He's not the victim. I know that you think he's the victim, but the fact of the matter is he has the DOJ on his side. And I beg the question to the president, where's the rule of law, Mr. President, that you promised to bring back in? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The United States will compete vigorously with China's actions in the South China Sea if needed, but Defense Secretary Jim Mattis insisted today that Washington is still willing to work with Beijing on a results-oriented relationship. Mattis said China's placement of weapons systems on man-made islands in the South China Sea is designed to intimidate and coerce others in the region.
China's militarization of the Spratlys is also in direct contradiction to President Xi's 2015 public assurances in the White House Rose Garden that they would not do this.
Mattis, speaking in Singapore, said, make no mistake, America is in the Indo-Pacific to stay. Lava continues to blast from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, and it's cutting off escape routes for people trying to evacuate. The massive amount of lava in Leonardo Estates is spreading fast. It's burst more than 25 stories high and reaching temperatures of nearly 2,000 degrees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have us as the number one show out of 82 affiliates. I'm sorry, 82 other radio shows on Genesis Communication Networks, and we appreciate that. We have over 100, give or take, affiliates across the United States of America listening even now, and we just want to let you know that we appreciate you. Thank you very much for listening to the facts and being a principled people, rather than emotional people being swayed by the left-right paradigm, which is nothing but lies. Divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. Read it when you get a moment. Donald Trump is the president of America, not the victim. Mr. President of corporate America, where is that rule of law? I was just sharing with you during the last segment, if I see a reoccurring post on social media, almost without fail, it's a post from the people reminding the president of his promises told to them on the campaign trail concerning the rule of law that he promised to bring back in. Did you know that Donald Trump said on December 29th, 2017, I can do whatever I want with the Justice Department? What have you done? I mean, besides sit there and play the victim. The big bad lying CIA controlled narrative beating up on you, all by design, by the way. I mean, let me ask you, Mr. President, the question that I have for you is, why haven't you prosecuted the enemies within who mean to destroy the country? You just said you can do whatever you want with the Justice Department, but yet I don't see you dealing with the criminals who mean to destroy the country. And, of course, I, of course, am playing to them that still haven't opened their eyes to this never-ending game of circus politics that they're caught up into. And they'll remain there because they want to be there. The Bible says, a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away evil with his eyes. What is the Department of Justice if not to do just that? Proverbs 20, verse 8. I mean, Americans all the while know by the inscription under Moses and the Ten Commandments on the back of the Supreme Court building that it is justice that guards the liberty of we the people. Therefore, we see that justice guards our liberty, yet it is justice which is not brought forth to establish peace and righteousness within the gate. Amos 5:15. Americans do not see when it comes to these corrupt politicians that they are simply protecting their own as well as themselves. And time will prove this truth as it always does. The sad part about all of that is you don't listen when you're told. Yet it's written in the Word of God. You wait until after the fact, before you know the truth of the matter, according to you and your perception of what the truth is. I mean, what of that swamp, Mr. President, that remains to be judged according to the law that you said you'd bring back in? What of that swamp? I mean, these were all the talking points. Hey, folks, let me say this. If you want to promote a fight, if you want to promote the fight, and you want to draw the people, you're going to have to promote the fight to draw the people. And it's exactly what the media does 24/7. They want to draw the people into their little charade, their little circus of politics, so they're constantly promoting the fight between Mueller and Comey and Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Isn't that amazing how that works? Let me say it again. If you want to draw the people to the fight, then you promote the fight, and it's exactly what the media does all day long. They promote the fight. Now just remember, friends, what you're hearing here, because now you're going to hear this go across the country. Whoa, I never thought about that, dude. Well, I know you haven't. Just put two and two together, and it always equals four, right? And so does common sense. I mean, look at all of this created opposition, the left warring against the right, when in fact, folks, it's nothing more than pro wrestling. Remember what I talked about last week? Former pro wrestler, con man Jesse Ventura, when he said that politics and pro wrestling are identical? They are. Furthermore, this president acts, and yes, I said acts, this is what actors do. He acts more like the victim than the president. Has anybody taken the time to notice this? He is simply the CIA-controlled narrative's created underdog who is being beat up by them. Listen carefully to me, friends. He is being beat up by them that he fails to prosecute. Whoa! Bradley, you just put it together for me. Conscience means with knowledge. I had it out there, but you just coined it. You just aligned everything up. It's like someone turned the lights on. That's the Holy Ghost. He is simply the CIA-controlled narrative's created underdog who is being beat up by them that he fails to prosecute. Has anybody ever brought that prosecution into the equation concerning them that are constantly attacking him? Why has he not taken that DOJ that he can do whatever he wants with? Why has he not prosecuted them that are beating up on him? Again, this is merely the circus of politics from start to finish. And by the way, today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, they make their living off of the fact that they are feeding into a circular reasoning where the dog chases his tail and he never gets to it. They never want conclusion, because if there's ever conclusion, then guess what? If there's ever a conclusion, guess what? They're out of a job. And by the way, that's my objective. My objective is to work myself out of a position to enable others to go out and do what I'm doing. That's called faithful leadership, and I can only be a faithful leader as I faithfully follow the Christ. Sheep begat sheep, right? Listen, this is merely the circus of politics from start to finish, diverting the attention away from the agenda that they are pushing forward behind the fabricated smoke and mirrors. I'll say that again. This is merely the circus of politics from start to finish. Friends, listen to me. Diverting the attention away from the agenda that they themselves are pushing forward behind the fabricated smoke and mirrors. And this just comes to my aid. I've shared this with you a couple times now. You know that that alleged shooting, the film has not been released. We don't know anything about it yet. There's more false flags than anything concerning that alleged shooting that took place in Florida. And then the March for Your Lives, which spawned out of that just a couple days later. And we also know that Donald Trump said, you know, first disarm, then due process. We know that he said that. He didn't mean to say it. But in his confusion, he blurted the truth out. That's what he did. That's just what he did. There's no embellishment with what I just said. He said, because he did say it. I can find it right now for you. I can get the audio for you if you'd like to hear it. But what's interesting, friends, is you know after that alleged shooting, March for Lives took place on the very weekend that Donald Trump signed the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill under national security, funding our sworn enemies both without and within. This is what I'm talking about. You also know that March for Our Lives, which spawned out of that alleged shooting in Florida, you know that March for Our Lives, the permits were applied for several months before March for Our Lives ever took place. Which only feeds into the, hey folks, give them enough rope, they'll always, you know the saying, hang themselves, they always do. The Lord will not leave himself without a witness. The enemies of unrighteousness are always caught because the Lord's mercy and faithfulness endure forever, because the word of the Lord endures forever. That is the mercy of God. Now it's time for the church to stand up and enforce the laws against them that are committing the crimes. That was just a prime example of what smoke and mirrors are, because I just said, this is merely the circus of politics from start to finish, diverting the attention from the agenda that they are pushing forward, because, by the way, the agenda is going forward. We're starting to have people within government ranks now starting to blurt out, friends. We were afraid Donald Trump was going to finish what Bush and Obama started. He's doing it. Yep, he is. Told ya. But I like Donald. Of course you do. He's their point man. He's their point man. You're supposed to like him. He's the public persona. He's the face to the machine. What, do you think they're going to put someone out there with devil and horns on his head or what? Well, they tried that with Obama and that didn't fly, did it? Well, the American people did let it fly over 1,180 times concerning his transgressions of the U.S. Constitution. Hey, folks, it's going forward because the American people failed to hold Donald Trump's administration and his feet to the law. Not to what he said he was going to do, which was according to law, by the way. But he's going to do whatever you let him get away with. I mean, here, look at the headlines just today. Americans are being riddled like this on a daily basis, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Highlighting the crimes of corruption in government. Just think, people are entertained by this now. Isn't that cute? Here's a headline for you. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Obama administration officials, FBI and CNN coordinated to set up Donald Trump. Whoa. That's mutiny. That's sedition. That's illegal. Well, Mr. President, then when is that DOJ that you have control over to do what you will, as you said, to bring forth judgment against them that allegedly want to overthrow your administration? Mr. President, if you didn't know this, I'm about to tell you. And I know that the U.S. Constitution is pretty it's pretty foreign to your narcissism. I get that. But the fact of the matter is, when you read 10 U.S. Code 894, Article 94, it's called mutiny or sedition. And it's a crime, Mr. President. Why haven't you brought forth that DOJ? How come you haven't dropped the hammer on their crimes, Mr. President? Or is this all a facade, Mr. President? Is this smoke and mirrors? Is this the games and the circus of politics that the CIA-controlled media and narrative is setting? Of course it is. Mr. President, not everybody's stupid.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're highlighting Donald Trump as the president of America, not the victim. Who's made him out to be the victim, friends? The CIA-controlled media. Oh, if only people would just think. Hey, folks, why is Kim Jong a lunatic and he needs to be dealt with? Why does he need to be dealt with, America? Because the CIA-controlled media has painted him out to be a monster, a third-world dictator that needs to be dealt with. Who told you that? Who's formed your opinions, America? The media that you decry is a bunch of liars. Why was it okay for us to attack Iraq, who never did a thing to us after the two towers fell? Who told you there was WMDs over there? Weapons of mass destruction, only to find out over and over again it was all contrived. Well, the media did. But what do you see the modern-day conservatives do? Justify what Bush did when he can't do the unjustifiable. You should go online and watch some of the representatives that came out against Bush right after they went into Iraq. So after the two towers fell, they told the American people that George Bush wanted to do nothing but attack Iraq. And keep in mind, who made billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars off the Iraqi war? Mr. Dick Cheney. Who told you that, America? Going back to Donald Trump as the president, not the victim. Who told you he's the victim? Who's put him in the position of the underdog, America? The media has. It's interesting, when the agenda goes forward, the media does nothing to condemn his acts. This is all a dog and pony show, America. That's what this is. He is simply the created underdog who is being beat up by them that he fails to prosecute. I was just highlighting some of the headlines. Obama administration, FBI, CNN, coordinated to set up Donald Trump. Really? Huh. That's crazy how that works, isn't it? Well, where is that judgment, Mr. President, to deal with them? That's called mutiny or sedition. 10 U.S. Code 7894, Article 94. Or you can also check out Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. That's treasonous. I mean, folks, this is simply the conditioning of the American people by minimizing the crimes with the help coming from the likes of appeasers, Trey Gowdy. By the way, Trey Gowdy's in the limelight again. And the conservatives are satisfied with him because he talks big, but he does nothing. That's all he's got to do is appease you, America. That's why we call him the great appeaser, along with Jason Chaffetz and Daryl Issa. And by the way, we know firsthand what we're telling you is true. They're nothing more than appeasers. We also have information that Jason Chaffetz aided in the cover-up of Extortion 17. So we're not just talking out of the side of our mouth here, friends. Hey, Mr. Gowdy, Mr. Chaffetz, Mr. Issa, who's also made millions and millions and millions of dollars while he's sitting member of them that call themselves representatives of this government. Where is that justice? Where is that justice, Gowdy? Big bad boy. You say the right things and you don't do anything to bring forth justice. That's your legacy. That's your history. The help, the aiding, and the destruction of this country by doing nothing. That's why we call you an appeaser, Mr. Gowdy. Hey, folks, we're not seeing justice, Americans. We're seeing injustice. As a matter of fact, let me take it to the other side of that. These criminals are not being prosecuted by the current administration. They're at length being promoted. Matthew 16, 14 through 16. I highlighted last week, stay tuned for more Obamas. Netflix signs multi-year contract with former usurper-in-chief. Isn't that crazy? They're not being prosecuted. They're being honored. They're being promoted. Wow! Don't you see that? How many of the past presidents have been prosecuted for war crimes? Can anybody tell me? No, you can't. Remember the massacre at Kent State? Watched a video on that. Not one person's ever been charged for the murder of any one of those students. See, they were a threat to Nixon's war back in the 70s. Remember that? Not one has been indicted. Not one has been charged. Well, it's amazing. I mean, now we see Barack Hussein Obama, instead of him being dealt with lawfully, I mean, he signs a multi-year contract with former usurper-in-chief with Netflix. Did you also see Michelle Obama is coming out with a new book? It's called, titled, Becoming Michelle. For those that did not know, there's many, this is out there, friends. Many people believe that she is transgender. Also keep in mind, just to kind of link that one up, remember George Bush? Was it in 2006? We were doing high school assemblies across the country with a high success rate, much praise. And then all of a sudden, when the media started to promulgate and proclaim in favor of the homosexual agenda, all of a sudden they started to attack my ministry. It was interesting because we had friends that would go to the meetings in Washington, D.C. with George W. Bush, And he wouldn't condemn homosexual sexuality, but he wouldn't advocate it neither. But keep in mind what was going on under his administration was the advocation of the homosexual agenda. I could tell you his name, he didn't know who he is, but he said to me, he goes, Bradley, I was always wondering why he would never address homosexual marriage. Remember when he got out of office, both him and his wife came out in support of homosexual marriage? But you took him as a Christian, remember? You judge them by their fruit. 2 Corinthians 11:14, read it. Libba Bray said, if you tell them what they want to hear, they don't bother to see. That's true. Stuart Varney, another headline, entrenched Obama bureaucrats tied to cover for Hillary destabilizes Trump. Really? Where is that DOJ, Mr. President? I wish I had another hour, America. Where is that president? Where is that DOJ, Mr. President? Sorry. Did you know that former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Friday received the Radcliffe Medal, which annually honors a recipient whose life and work have had a transformative impact on society? Sound familiar? You know, like fundamentally transform America? As a matter of fact, let's go back a little further. I thought Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were rivals. Well, they were when they were playing pro wrestling. And then once Barack Obama won, remember he appoints her to Secretary of State? Oh, that's right. Oh, come on, Bradley. Don't take everything so serious. Really? Are we gaining our freedom or are we losing our freedom? Mr. President, where's that special prosecutor that you promised to bring forth if you were to win the presidency? Paul Samuelson said politicians like to tell people what they want to hear, and what they want to hear is what won't happen. Yeah, you've been conditioned, America. And another one to add to the never-ending games, this just today, America deserves to know if Democrats, as if to suggest there's a difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, remember, divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, does America and the Americans deserve to know if Democrats use taxpayer money to fund spy ring in Trump campaign? Are you kidding me? This is all across the boards. All circus politics, no justice, no peace. The rule of law to establish peace, just empty promises. As a matter of fact, the hypocrisy and willfulness to justify the president in an attempt to justify themselves has become so apparent now that pro-life organizations are thanking Donald Trump for victory in a proposed, I said proposed, bill to defund the abortion industry. Again, I said proposed. By the way, where did the government receive delegated authority from We the People to enact such legislation, forcing taxpayers to pay for the murder of the innocent in the womb? Read Proverbs 6:17. They're praising him for proposed legislation. Well, maybe these that are duped by the political theater, which plays out in front of them 24/7, would like to take a look at the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that Donald Trump just signed under national security that funds the illegal abortion industry under family planning and reproductive health, with a $51 million deposit into abortion industry bank accounts, paid for, of course, by these cheerleaders to their own demise who refuse to judge this administration by its fruit. I mean, organizations are thanking Donald Trump for doing things that he merely promised while doing the opposite. While doing the opposite, America. How do you show mercy to a people like that? How do you show mercy to a people like that? I believe that Mrs. Bray was probably right more than any other that gave a quote. When she simply said, if you tell them what they want to hear, they don't bother to try to see. Well, keep in mind, friends, when you read the word, he promises to anoint your eyes to see.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.